Hey class, Professor Kennedy here with this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. So I'm taking a look at the Chargers. Very aggressive, sometimes undisciplined defense. Sometimes their aggressiveness plays them out of position, and I think the Raiders can take advantage of that in a running game. So I went back to the Denver Bronco game. There's some things that I've noticed that I think the Raiders can definitely use to their advantage. First of all, Trevor Siemian needs to decipher whether this is zone or man coverage. Chargers like to play a lot of man because they like to bring a lot of blitzes and a lot of aggressive packages on offenses. So the first thing we're going to see is we're going to see the tight end go in motion. Tight end comes in motion. See that you have a man go with him. By 37 following the tight end in motion, we know that we've got man look. This is a simple trap play. Most offenses run. In this situation, the tight end is actually going to be the trapper. He's going to go and trap the end man on the line of scrimmage. You've got a double team here for that backer. You've got a double team here for that backer. You've got a seal technique by this tackle. Now, in this situation, you typically have to have a slot receiver or someone else who's going to come in and dig out the safety. In Denver's case, Emmanuel Sanders is going to come in here and block number 37. But by San Diego playing so aggressively and over-pursuing this, they're going to run themselves right out of the play. And C.J. Anderson, where the hole is supposed to be right here, is going to make a great cut back there for all the nothing but daylight. Here comes the tight end with the trap. You see the double teams. See Emmanuel Sanders get in there and take care of business. Now, C.J. Anderson makes a miss in the hole. Free man in the hole. Certainly what our running backs can do for a 20-yard gain. Let's take a look at the Chiefs in play two. Now, some of you might ask, what's the reason for motion? Well, again, as we said, it's between man or zone. If someone goes with the man in motion, it's man coverage usually. If someone stays at home, it's zone. The reason why offenses and especially quarterbacks want to know that is because the Chargers are aggressive defense. They blitz more out of man than they do zone coverages. So it's good for the quarterback to have a heads up or some sort of inference of whether or not they're going to be blitzing on this particular play, whether he should keep it or audible. As we take a look at the motion, Alex Smith sees that the defense just shifts, so he knows that he's got zone. So it's okay for him to keep the play on. Okay, so let's look at how this play is designed and how it should work, ideally. You've got a seal technique by this one. Double team up to these two right here. This man has got an ISO on him. Tackle's got an ISO on the outside linebacker. Fullback is supposed to ISO up on him, onto the inside linebacker. By design, you're already outnumbered because it's almost impossible for this tight end to go through this man to get him. So either he's a free hitter in the hole or he's a free hitter in the hole. But there are sometimes where the defense is actually overplay and overpursue and take themselves out of position. Let's watch how this happens. Check out number 56. Watch him over-pursue and take himself out of the play. Now he gets blocked. Kareem Hunt saw a huge opening, and now he's free off to the races. Left the backside hole open. Undisciplined defensive play. Left the backside hole wide open. You're not catching him in open field. Touchdown Chiefs. So our guys can do the exact same thing, whether it's Marshawn Lynch or Jalen Richard. You take advantage of an over-aggressive defense that sometimes plays themselves out of position. But that does it for this week's lessons class. I'll see you next week.